specifically for your needs.
That was so unprofessional.
Specifically for your needs. For their phone number and more.
Hang on. Mark. My silent vibrating special hotline is. Hang on.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, hi, Mark.
What's going on?
Mark Reardon. Hang on.
Oh.
No, I heard it. Good guy, thanks.
He says he wants to let it slide and keep you on.
Oh, well, that's nice of him. He's a good guy.
That's how they operate.
Yes. Yeah. For their phone number and more, you can go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Oh, hang on.
What?
Hello.
Uh-oh.
Hi, Jason.
Oh, that's Jason.
Okay.
He disagrees. You're out.
Oh.
Wait, hang on. What?
Do they need a third
vote? Talk about it. They're gonna bring in a third party, and they'll decide by the end of the show whether or not you stay on board. Good luck to you, Peon.
Well, thank you.
I'd like to see you hang on there. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trousers. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. He looks a little tired. He just got in from L.A. You know, he works the Oscars, security.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They bring Hebe in all over the world for security jobs. He's that good. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is fine, Dan.
Yeah, thank you, Bernice. And Rat Boy, he's in a bad mood today because he watches the Oscars every year, and he's told me the story. Should have been me. You know, he should have been there. Best screenplay. Apparently, years ago, he submitted. He's especially mad about Birdman. He says, in a way, they stole from him because his. What was your idea? What? Cheese Man was the screenplay that he wrote, and he's never been able to get it produced yet. Hang in there, buddy. You will. Perseverance. Persistence, okay? Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
We have a terrific old joke that I haven't told for 3 or 4 years, and a listener emailed and said, why don't you tell that joke again? And I wrote him back and explained why, and then I got to thinking about it, and I thought, I could tell that joke. I know how to make it work, and I'll tell you why I haven't told it, and then why I've decided I will today. Over the weekend, we saw a terrific movie. And I mean, it's one of those movies, and Mike Evans did a review on it, and he gave it 4 stars out of 4. And the key was when he said it's not corny, because it's based on a true story of Coach Jim White in McFarland, California. And the movie is McFarland. And Jim White is played by Kevin Costner. And I like Kevin Costner, and I've decided if I could come back as anybody, I want to be Kevin Costner. He is, to me, what I would like to look like.
Really?
Yes, not the overly pretty boy, but a handsome guy. I would like to look like... No, I'm serious. Kevin Costner. I would love to have that look, that Kevin Costner look. And I like the fact that he takes roles that are generally pretty powerful. Dances with Wolves, you know what I mean? And this McFarland, when you hear the premise, this track team of kind of... Hispanic kids, it's a mostly Mexican community in a little town in California. The school doesn't even have a track team. He puts one together. You go, oh, yeah, okay, Rudy, Hoosiers. We've seen this before. What was the football movie, the underdog team?
That was Rudy with the...
No. Oh. The team in Texas or something, not Friday Night Lights, but there was...
Remember the Titans?
Remember the Titans, yeah. And you think, yeah, I've seen this before. Yes and no. Costner is fantastic in this, and... so is, and for the life of me, I just forgot who plays his wife, but she's great too. And the kids in it are great. It's a terrific movie. There's not a curse word in the movie. And that's so rare. And it's just really, really good. It's called McFarland, and that is the name of the town in California. And I can't imagine anybody not enjoying this movie. You walk out feeling really good. And it's not done in a corny way, and that is important. We play these commercials for Rhino Shield, and I mentioned last week, there's a bumper that you can buy to put on your phone, and the product is called Rhino Shield. So I guess two different companies, if the products are totally different, you can have the same name. That's a Kickstarter company. That's a company that the guy went online to raise money for, and now these Rhino Shield, it's not a case, it's just a frame, a border for your phone. There's video online of them dropping smartphones, 20 feet flat onto the concrete.
So it's raised on both sides so it won't hit
yes,
the screen?
Yes, it holds it. In other words, it won't, the edges, the sides, the top, the bottom, The only way you, if you dropped it and the screen hit the top of a jagged rock, mm-hmm. okay, but on flat surfaces, they threw it against walls. It's unbelievable, and it's not that bulky or big, and it's got a honeycomb shock absorber system in this rubber or whatever this. I'm going to try to find one. I went online and you get them on Amazon. Free commercial for the Rhino Shield bumper frame for your phone. Mentioned Saturday Night Live and watching an episode from 1975 where Richard Pryor was the host. And it was 80% of the show that I remember was a racial theme. And it was just really prominent and funny because one of the scenes was a police lineup. And you see the line, you know, where it's the height, the lines with the height, 5 feet, 6 feet. And you've seen it 1,000 times. They march these guys and the person behind the glass. And here they are, 5, 6 guys all lined up. And it was hilarious because everybody in the lineup was a police officer in a police uniform, except Richard Pryor, who was in handcuffs. And the lady says, I think it was the guy in the handcuffs. And they did it a couple of times. They 20 minutes later, they came back. Here's the lineup again. And it was a doctor with a stethoscope comes out, a firefighter, and Richard Pryor in handcuffs. And again, she says, I think it's the guy in the handcuffs. It was really, really funny. They made some very powerful statements, but they did it in a funny way. And that was, hurts me to say this, 75, is that 40 years ago?
Yeah.
1975. That was their first year because Aykroyd was still in the skits. It wasn't the first episode. It was the first year. Michael Phelps. Two things. First of all, when I see people like Leonardo DiCaprio or Kevin Costner, and then I look in the mirror, I get sad. You know, I think, wow, how come I didn't look like that? And I'm very average. I'm a realist about myself. If you put me in a room or a group or a crowd of people, I'd be right on 1 to 10. I'm right in the middle. I'm 5. I'm about as average looking as you can get. But then there are guys that make me feel real good about the way I look, and Michael Phelps is one of them. Oh, Michael Phelps is a really weird-looking guy.
He looks like a bug, some sort of bug.
He looks like a combination of
alien.
An alien bug.
Yeah.
He's got those strong neck muscles, too, so his neck is real thick. And
he's just goofy-looking, but here's the lesson here. Do something outstanding, make a lot of money, and you, too, will get married to a former Miss California, and that's exactly what he's engaged to, Nicole Johnson, who was Miss California 2010. And you got to ask yourself the question, is she after him for his good looks? No. The answer is no. And even his athletic ability, I doubt it. How about, money. He's made a lot of money being a big Olympic champion. In USA Today this morning, in the editorial section, there's an opinion, an op-ed, whatever, and the whole point of the article is to say we need to make binge drinking with young people as unappealing as smoking. Good luck. Good luck with that. That's never going to happen. You're never going to get to college kids and say, look how horrible drinking is, the way you might with cigarettes. With cigarettes, you can, now I'm talking about partying, binge drink. What do you call binge drinking? Because they give a definition. What would you call it, P.I.?
I mean, I've heard it as binge drinking. I don't know.
Binge drinking is just like going crazy, like one night just to go ahead and get drunk and just get
trashed. But how much?
Oh, how many? Is that what you're asking?
Before it's actually categorized as binge drinking.
I would say probably 8 to 10 drinks a night.
No, they say downing 5 drinks or more in a row, back to back, is binge drinking. But my question is, 5 what drinks?
What do they mean back-to-back?
Well, I mean, knock them down. 1, 2. No break in between.
Could be like a margarita, a beer, anything.
But those are two different levels of alcohol.
Yeah.
So I'm saying this is kind of a gray area as to what. But let's just say what they mean is just drinking till you're stupid, blind, passing out, vomiting, drunk.
Yeah.
And they want to make that unappealing as smoking. Well, the problem with that is, People don't get together and binge smoke, first of all. That's ridiculous. Smoking to excess, one after another, is not in any way a turn-on, does not loosen anybody up, make somebody easy, or... You know what I'm saying? They're two completely different
things. And binge drinking is like a badge of honor for some people. And
yeah.
They think it's so cool. And then you wake up the next day feeling like crap. And
if you were at a party and you said, hey, I just smoked 15 cigarettes back to back. People just go, so what? What are you, nuts? I think they're using the wrong analogy there. I don't get this. I never will get this. Tulsa. This guy.
You know what Tulsa spelled backwards is?
A slut.
Yeah.
Amber.
Well, that kind of defeats the joke when somebody does it for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know.
Sure does. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to drop him. I dropped him like a rock. Amber Ellis is 31 years old. She is in jail because she decided to try to bite the penis off of her boyfriend. He woke up. And as he woke up, he looked down, and she was chomping down, trying to tear his penis off with her teeth. Who are these women?
Does it say why?
Yeah, because he told her she was too needy. Well, you know what? Now that I see that, I changed my mind.
Oh, yeah.
I guess you deserve to have your penis chewed off if you tell a girl she's too
chewed
needy.
Chewed off, man. That has to be weird because maybe, depending on when he woke up.
Maybe she had those.
Hey, all right. Whoa, wait a minute.
Well, when you first look down, you're going, yeah.
What's going on? Whoa, whoa.
Left teeth.
Maybe she had those Patricia Arquette kind of jagged teeth.
Left teeth.
Now, that's funny. That's two for you. Clean triple X and less teeth. Okay. Give Pion a hand.
He wins. Thank you, everybody.
He wins again today. Less teeth. Oh, man. And our last story. This is an actual story. This is a divorce in progress. It's in Dubai. But the woman wants a divorce from her husband because I'm just trying to begin to relate to this. She wants more sex than he does.
What?
She says, and they're in court and they have their testimony, and he's testified that he has sex with her four times a week. She says that is not nearly enough. She wants it two or three times a day. This is a wife.
Wow.
This is somebody's wife.
What?
Who wants sex two or three times a day, and he says the best he can do is four times a week, and she said, I want a divorce. Now, let's just pause and try to imagine. No, I can't.
You think there's a line of guys waiting outside the courtroom?
Well,
oh, you bet. As soon as she's free,
yeah.
You bet. She will have
a picture
trouble.
First.
Yeah.
Just
okay.
Saying.
Okay, no, good point.
Just saying.
Good point. Good point. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This guy sends me an email. I'm sorry, I forgot. I should have made a note of your name. He said, tell the Conway Twitty joke. And I wrote him back. I said, I haven't told it for a few years because I think there might be a lot of people who, you know, if you're under 40 or 50, you might not know who Conway Twitty was. And I thought about it, and I thought, well, I can tell that joke, and there's an easy way to do it. I'll tell you before the joke who Conway Twitty was, and the joke will make perfect sense. Conway Twitty started off as a rock and roll singer. And he switched to country, and he was very, very successful in country music. Did a lot of duets with Loretta Lynn. And Conway Twitty was a very, very big name in country music. And he had a couple of big hits, and one of them was a song called Hello, Darlin'. And that's probably, to most country music people who know old country, if you said Conway Twitty, they'd go, Hello, Darlin'. Now, I'll play, Peon, just a little bit of Hello, Darlin'.
Hello, Darlin'. Nice to see you. It's been a long time.
Yeah, now that's, and it starts off cold. Hello. And boy, oh boy, what a huge hit this was for Conway Twitty. So this is the story of a preacher Pastor Jenkins, and he's new in a small town in the South, and he's going around parishioner to parishioner, church member to church member, introducing himself, going to people's homes. And he gets to the first house, he knocks on the door, and the guy that owns the house, the homeowner, opens the door and looks at him and says, "Oh my goodness, I can't believe this, Conway Twitty." And the preacher says, No, I'm Pastor Jenkins, and I just wanted to introduce myself and say I hope to see you at church on Sunday." He said, "Come on, Conway. Now, am I on some kind of TV show?" He says, "No, sir, I'm not." He says, "I am not Conway Twitty." And the guy says, "You look just exactly like him." He says, "You know, I get that all the time. I get it all the time. But trust me, if I sang, well, I'm not Conway Twitty, okay? I'm just not. Can I come in and just sit for a while?" He goes, "Well, sure." He says, "I can't wait to tell people Conway Twitty is at my house." He says, "I'm not Conway Twitty. I'm Pastor Jenkins." So they meet. He goes on his way. He goes to the next house. Lady of the house comes to the door. Nice lady, mid-40s. She opens the door and she says, "Oh, my goodness, I think I'm going to faint." And he says, "Ma'am, are you okay? Are you sick?" She says, No, I just can't believe Conway Twitty is standing at my door." He said, I'm not Conway Twitty." She says, "I love your music." She said, "When you team up with Loretta Lynn, one of the great combinations like George Jones and Tammy Wynette." He said, "I'm not Conway Twitty." She said, "Well, have you ever looked in the mirror? You look just like..." He said, "I know I do. I know. I hear that all the time. But I am not Conway Twitty. I'm Pastor Jimmy Jenkins, and I just took over First Baptist Church, and I know you're a member there, and I'd like to come in and just get to know you a little bit, and hope I'll see you at church on Sunday." She said, "My Lord, I've never seen anything like it. The resemblance is just..." He said, I know, but I'm Pastor Jenkins." So they talk, and he leaves. And this happens house after house after house. Next house he goes to, there's an old grandmother in there. And she opens the door. "Can I help you? Oh, my. I love you, Conway Twitty." He says, "Ma'am, I'm not Conway Twitty." She says, "I know you are." She says, "No, I'm not." She can't hear. He says, "I'm not Conway Twitty." "Well, you look just like him." He says, "Ma'am, I know. Could I come in? I'm Pastor Jenkins, Jimmy Jenkins." "This is the same as meeting Conway Twitty to me. That's how much you look like him." He said, I realize that. And he meets with him, have a nice meeting. He says, "I'll see you at church on Sunday." Then he goes to a house and the door opens, and the lady at the door is about 30 years old. She's about 5'10". She is stacked, and she is absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. She has on a completely see-through negligee. She looks at him and says, "Conway Twitty?" He says,
"Hello, darling. Nice to see you."
What if you could virtually eliminate all of your home's power bills while still enjoying more amenities than your current house?
No electric, no gas, almost entirely off the grid.
At Oasis Construction, they've done it, and you need to see it for yourself.
Introducing one of the region's most amazing home construction breakthroughs:
the Oasis Construction state-of-the-art high-performance home.
Visit the open house Saturday, May 30th from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. at 8729 Lower Marine Road in St. Jacob, Illinois.
Featuring all the latest bells and whistles,
like solar and wind power,
sustainable exterior, interior, and landscaping,
insulated foundation,
maximum energy efficiency appliances and HVAC system,
high-performance attic and lifetime roofing,
home navigation, smart technology, and the list goes on and on.
Witness the future of home building.
The Oasis Construction Performance Home Open House,
Saturday, May 30th from 10 until 6 at 8729 Lower Marine Road in St. Jacob, Illinois.
For more, go to OasisHomesUSA.com or search Oasis Construction on Facebook.
Hello, Trapper Joe, Nuisance Wildlife Control.
Help, I think I have bats in my attic, but how can I tell for sure?
Here's how you know you have bats. You know you have bats because you have bat guano built up at the main entry points.
Is that bad?
The danger of having bats in the belfry is sometimes after the buildup of the bat guano over a number of years, you can get histoplasmosis.
Oh?
It's an airborne virus. It attacks your immune system in older people and young kids. It's like getting pneumonia.
That is bad. How does Trapper Joe's nuisance wildlife control help?
We can evict the bats and do all the cleanup and disinfect and deodorize in the attic so you're bat-free.
Really?
We deodorize and disinfect the whole entire attic, clean up all the bat guano, seal up all the entry points in the whole house, and we have a one-year warranty on all the repairs with the renewable warranty after that. We do top-quality work at a reasonable price.
Thanks!
Are bats driving you batty? Call me at 314-220-8247. Get me online at TrapperJoeWildlife.com.
Hi, this is Jeremy North at 360 IRA, and here's a minute for your money. Social Security is a topic often discussed but rarely understood. Why is there so much confusion? Well, for one, there are over 2,700 rules. Secondly, the Social Security Administration does not provide you with strategies to maximize your benefits. Even if you know your Social Security filing strategy, that is only half the battle. There's a whole other area many advisors and retirement professionals overlook, and that's the taxability of your benefits. To understand how crucial this is, I suggest you Google the tax torpedo. Then join us while we provide easy-to-understand Social Security strategies that can maximize your benefits and minimize your taxes. These sessions will be held at St. Charles County Libraries the week of June 22nd. There is no cost, and attendees will be offered a personalized Social Security maximization report. Space will be limited, so sign up now on our website at 360IRA.com or call 844-4-360-IRA. That's 844-436-0472.
There's a reason why so many celebrities use Proactiv. Their faces are their money. And it's time for you to get it because Proactiv has set up a special 800 number. For just $19.95, you'll get Proactiv and a rotating deep cleansing brush. A $45 value, yours free. For only $19.95, you're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or your money back. Here's the number, 1-800-644-5944. Call now for a lifetime of beautiful skin. 1-800-644-5944.
Thank you for your feedback on MSD's rate proposal.
I'm glad we came. I never thought about what happens when we flush or what happens to our sewers when it rains.
I know. I didn't realize how much our sewers need repair and improvement.
MSD wastewater rates will rise to fund needed improvements. Meanwhile, many in our area don't have stormwater services, and services are uneven across the region. So MSD is proposing changes to these revenues, too. You're invited to attend a MSD Rate Commission public hearing in May to offer feedback. Visit stlmsd.com/ratecommission.
Dear obsessed fans of St. Louis Bread Company's Strawberry Poppy Seed and Chicken Salad, the Strawberry Poppy Seed and Chicken Salad has returned. Only at St. Louis Bread Company.
Howdy, folks. Stop by KFC today for one of my summer meals. You hand us money, we'll make sure to get plenty of delicious food into your mouth. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Pricing and participation may vary.
They've made it to the third round. Wednesday night, Soccer Park in Fenton comes alive with excitement as the St. Louis FC takes on Minnesota United FC in the third round of the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. Coverage begins at 6, the game at 7 on the big 550 KTRS. Your home of the St. Louis FC.
Yes. I wonder how long I could sustain that if I went through a show like that. Smash, it's starting to hurt. It's starting to hurt right now already.
It's Thursday. Thursday's our wide open day. This whole hour, we got the rest of this hour to play. See a couple of calls. Let's have more. Bring it on. Talent or no talent, you don't have to call about that. But if you have an audible talent, we'll take it. We have to keep the talent show going. Because if we keep it going, maybe we can increase the prize package. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Michael is on the phone. Hello, Michael. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How you doing, gang?
We're doing great, too. Thank you. What can we do for you, Michael?
Well, first time I am in the pen.
That's important. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I just wanted to add to your conversation about boobs.
Well, now, we weren't. Hold on. What took you so long? We weren't talking about boobs today, but we do regularly.
Yeah, I thought so. You know, there's long lines to get in to call, so I've probably been on for a while.
No, that's true.
But, So anyway, there's this girl at work, and
anyway.
Oh shoot!
Yeah, you did.
There's this girl at the deli. Dr. Doug probably knows her, but anyway, I won't say her name. She goes around making that snorting inner snuck nose
that
sound that you were. You know what I'm saying? You said sure. You never heard a woman make.
I don't hear women do that.
Oh my God, she does it like constantly, right? And I thought it was, you know, just for fun at first, but she kept doing it and kept doing it. So jokingly, one time she came over to the deli side and I said, hey, little sniffer, like that, you know, kind of cute.
Little sniffer.
Hey, my little sniffer. And she turned to me and she started telling me this story about a man having his hands around her throat and all that. And it's some kind of nervous tic she's got from that. So I felt kind of bad, but anyway.
Well, you should have felt bad. Did you make it up to her by sleeping with her?
No.
Now, what's this got to do with boobs? I'm lost.
Oh, yeah, she's the one with the biggest boobs.
Well, who cares if she snorts?
Right.
Now, see, a guy grabbed her around the throat, and that created a tic where she snorts all the time?
I know, it's just weird.
It is weird.
People are weird. One other thing. I appreciate your frank opinion, and I'd like to share mine real quick.
Sure.
Especially about the commercials that you guys play.
Go right ahead.
My favorite that I could hear over and over again. Can you read my mind, Frank? You always do.
No, there's so many great ones. Go
there's
ahead.
There's one that, I mean, tip-top, professional, over the top. I mean, it just grabs your heart every time you hear it.
Well, obviously, it's not one of the new ones running that drives me insane.
Larry Connors for John Deere Roofing.
Okay.
That's an awesome commercial. I could hear that over and over again. I mean, the music starts out.
You will hear it over and over.
And his voice, yeah, that's awesome. So I put a vote in for that one.
All right, he's good. Larry's good. I appreciate it.
All right, old man, guys. Thanks
protect
again.
Your family. Protect
all right, Michael, thank you.
Yeah, we will.
Have a good one.
Yeah. There you go. Larry. Way to go, Larry. Hardest working man in the radio business. Not a joke.
He's
the hardest working man. The last guy we had here who worked that hard was Scott St. James.
Yeah.
And there was a different outcome.
Yes.
To Scott's hard work than to Larry's hard work.
Yeah, he's here every day at noon, 1 o'clock. I walked by his office earlier. He said, hurry up, come in here. He was showing me on CNN. This is the state of news today. I think it was in Arizona.
Llamas.
Did you see that?
I did.
They were
and I was
it was
comment
a llama
on it.
Chase.
Well, and here's my comment on it. The two llamas got out in Sun City, Arizona, a white llama and a black llama, and they could not corral these things. They don't like being chased. You should
it's
not
so
run
funny.
Toward
you
them.
You just see guys holding their arms out, trying to corral them that way, and it was hilarious.
But you know how they got both of them? A good old-fashioned lasso.
Yeah.
A Western cowboy. Some Mexican guys with a pickup truck who obviously worked on a ranch in Arizona got out and lassoed it like in a rodeo. It was fantastic.
Oh, the news helicopter was following. It was hilarious.
Sometimes the old ways. It's the old better mousetrap thing. Sometimes there's not a better mousetrap. You can't beat a good lasso. If a guy knows how to sling that rope around the neck of an animal and essentially put a leash on it, and that's what they did. Now, I will tell you, because of the state of things racially in this country, when I saw there was a black llama and a white llama loose, and they caught the white one first, my first thought was, well, I wonder if the Al Sharptons of the world will go, look at there, they saved the white one first. No, I'm serious. I'm serious.
I know.
They made a point to save the white one.
It is so sad.
And let the black one go and get hit by a car, which it didn't. They lassoed both of them.
It is so sad that you even think like that.
I love watching a guy knows how to lasso. Did you ever try that?
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have.
As a kid, how could you not have tried?
I tried it
not with
a kid.
Real lasso, but yeah, with a different, with any rope. Yeah, I think I've tried it, but not the
And Dan and I'd be more likely
to
because we grew up watching Ward Rogers and these cowboys, and they all had that rope hanging on the saddle, and anytime it called for it, they'd take that rope out, and they knew just how much length to let out. And
never worked well for me.
Well, it's like anything else, like a slingshot or anything. You got
trying to crack a whip, a real whip. Have you ever tried?
Oh my
that?
Goodness, so, I've never been able to do that. You know, they make
the
it look so easy.
That crack.
But you sling it all day long, and it hardly makes a noise. Yeah, there you go. Now, that's one of the gals in sales. She has a whip that she keeps in her purse. I don't know why, but she keeps a whip in her purse and some handcuffs. I don't think she's a police officer. I don't know what that's about. 314-969-KTRS. 888-550-KTRS. Robert joins us. Hello, Robert.
Hey, Frank. Hey, MGM.
How are you? He's doing an impersonation of Goat Boy.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I'm calling for the call.
I'm sorry?
He's calling for the call.
For the call. Okay, well, I wish we had a better phone line. Do you have a weak signal there?
I fell through this spot before, and it's always fine.
Maybe that's his impression.
It's really bad.
Maybe that's his talent.
A bad phone.
Oh, he does bad cellular.
This is my impression of a bad
cellular.
Well, let me back up a few feet. Maybe I'll change something.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Oh, he's backing up. I can hear it. He's in a truck. No, he's in a bad spot. I want to hear this. We'll give him
that. Well, is that better?
That's a little bit better. You still sound a little bit like a cross between Jimmy Stewart and Mr. Haney, but both with a bad cell signal. But what's Robert, what part of town do you live in?
I live in Pacific.
All right. I don't want to take too much time. We might lose the signal. What are you going to do for us?
I'm going to sing for you.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen from Pacific, Missouri, here's Robert singing something. Here he is. Go, Robert.
And you'll know what it is.
All right. Go right ahead.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
It's the worst phone signal. I've never had a signal this bad.
I once was lost, but now
I think the signal's helping.
Am found. Was blind, but now I see.
Robert, that's all we need. That'll do it for us, yeah.
I only know the first verse, so that's all there is.
Okay. Robert, we will not need your phone number because we don't want to call and hear that noise again. That's your cell problem. But you're a good sport, and we appreciate you're not a bad singer. You can carry a tune, and thank you for the call.
Well, I didn't want to be too Thursday, then you end it.
Okay.
Well, right. I felt I had to help you.
Yes.
Now, when he gets
we'll
up there close
now.
On the phone, it actually becomes clear.
Yeah.
Robert, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right. What? I've heard it drift in and out. That was a consistent
warble.
Yeah, then every once in a while when you get close, it cleared up. I think it was technique, maybe. Let's get Carl in here. Hello, Carl. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. First time caller.
Well, Carl, we're glad to have you. It's a round of applause for Carl. He's never called before, and we love it when people call for the first time. Carl, are you calling for the talent show?
No.
Okay, what can we do?
The other day I was on Facebook and I saw a very good commercial from 1983, and I think you were in it for Wittenberg.
Yes, I was
in that one?
With a cop in a theater.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I tried to post it to your Facebook page, but it wouldn't work. You remember that one?
We've had it on there, haven't we, Peon?
I think so, yeah.
It's somewhere on our Facebook page already.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. Well, I'd like your show, and I'm just driving down the road. I want to get to hear you for an hour and a half a day.
They say in the country, don't be a stranger. Okay, call us anytime.
Okay.
All right, Carl?
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you, Carl. Now, how about that nice guy? Never called before. Wanted me to know that a commercial for Wehrenberg from 1984, he found it online. And who puts that stuff on there?
I don't know.
Who would bother to find an obscure commercial that I was in 1984, a TV commercial for Wehrenberg Theaters? Who are the people that find that stuff? You find anything. I'm telling you, anything online. Let's bring, what time is it? Let's bring Ken in, and we'll take a break. Ken, how are you?
Pretty good. AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. And you calling for the talent show?
Yeah, I got an impression.
Well, before you do that, what part of town do you live in?
I'm in Imperial.
All right. And what do you do?
I'm a carpenter.
You know, if I was a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? So are you married? Homosexual, heterosexual, widowed, divorced, transgender, transsexual, cross-dresser, bisexual? What's your story?
You didn't hit it yet.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I am married.
That's funny. Didn't hit it yet. I covered it all. You're married, but you didn't sound happy about it. How long have you been married?
25 years.
That would explain a little bit of hesitation in the happiness note. So, do you have any kids? Nothing but joy. Sure. Do you have any kids?
Yeah, two of them, a 22-year-old and a 19-year-old.
Oh, man, that's...
Well, we mentioned that article the other day that the sex picks up again after 50 years. So you have.
Oh, that's right. You only got another 25 years, Ken, and the sex is going to go. She's going to go crazy for sex.
Hang on a little longer.
Just keep. I hope he enjoys it.
Hang on. Oh no, you. This guy's too funny to be a guest. So, you're a carpenter, you live in Imperial, and you are going to do an impression. So I don't know who it is. It should be good enough. We should know. Ladies and gentlemen, from Imperial, Missouri, your carpenter, Ken. Take it away, Ken.
Yeah, you'll know who it is. I believe the artist's name was Rob. So here we go. Wait, let me back up the truck here a second.
Oh my goodness.
That's all I got.
That was good. Doing an impression of another contestant. We've never had that.
It did. It sounded like the fish from Pee-wee's Playhouse.
It did.
The fish in the fish tank.
Ken, that was fantastic. We don't need your number, but that was fantastic. I don't think we could give the winner, make the winner a guy who did an impression of another contestant.
Hey,
you call anytime.
Have a good day.
All right, Ken. He should be a regular. I didn't mean he should be irregular, like can't go to the bathroom.
No.
Should be a regular. Oh. Well, I like this name. I was going to break, but I'm not going to, because this name just screams entertainment. Yeah. Diamond Dan. Diamond Dan, are you there?
I am AM and the PM.
Thank you, Diamond Dan. Now, I like that name. I got a showbiz feel to it. I'm assuming you're calling for the talent show.
That is correct, Frank. That is correct.
Diamond Dan, before we get to your talent, what part of town do you live in?
I live in, actually, right now, Baldwin, Missouri.
Baldwin, Missouri. What do you mean, right now?
Well, that's where I reside, and I've been known to leave.
Oh. What does that
mean?
That's
intriguing. Tell us more about that.
Diamond Dan's kind of a drifter? Is that what that means?
Well, I mean, you can only stay in a certain place at a for a certain amount of time. My next-door neighbor actually told me 2 days ago that, you know, I don't talk to you, and the reason is because my son talked to you, and he said that you should never contact me again.
That's a great neighbor.
Huh.
I could see why you might want to leave.
And I've never talked to her son, so I have
well,
no
Well, sometimes, Diamond Dan, sometimes you have crazy neighbors. They're probably just crazy.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah, well, there you go. Now, are you a homosexual, heterosexual, transgender, bisexual, transsexual, cross-dresser, widower, divorced, married? What is your story?
I've tried them all, but I'm divorced.
Maybe that's why you're divorced, is because you tried them all. I've tried them all. Hey, the guests are funny today, the contestants. Well, I can't wait. What are you going to do?
I'm going to sing a little song about pertinent information.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, from Baldwin, Missouri, at least right now, here is Diamond Dan. Take it away, Dan.
Oh, hey. Listen, I want to thank you. Thank you for everybody coming out. All right, everybody, let's get everybody must get stoned. They're stoning you when you're walking up to Congress. They're stoning you when you're going to the House. They're stoning you when you're walking down the street. I want to tell you, Obama, we must get stoned.
Dan, don't do that.
Oh,
you're ruining his segment.
Oh, he was doing Dylan.
I'm going to check. I got Dylan on hold. I'm going to check with him in a minute. You just lay low
okay.
here. No, I'm sorry, all Diamond right. Dan. Go.
Yeah, what are you telling me?
No. Sorry. I'm sorry, Dan Strauss, rudely. You don't interrupt contestants.
Sorry, Diamond Dan.
You don't see on The Voice, when they're performing, the judges jumping up on stage with them and performing.
And let me tell you this. You know, Dan Strauss, I don't come to your concert and bother you, do I?
That's a good point.
Yeah, that is a good point.
Sorry, Diamond
Dan. Is that it, Diamond Dan?
You know, I mean, if I could do anything more, I'd be a criminal.
Well, I think that was plenty. Well, Diamond Dan, we won't be needing your number, but I found you very entertaining.
All right, then I'd like a job, then. I'm open on Fridays.
Me too. Thank you, Diamond Dan.
Take care.
The most entertaining contestants ever.
They are.
Now, I have Bob Dylan on by satellite. Hang on a second. Charlene, did you get him?
Charlene.
You get him? You did? All right. Live on the satellite. Bob, are you there?
Yes, I am free.
What did you think, Bob, about Diamond Dan? He was doing an impression of you.
Yeah, he said it was pretty good, you know.
All right, thank you, Bob. Bob Dylan. I almost said the great Bob Dylan, but I've never understood what it was that was so great. I realize he's a talented poet, but, you know, I watch that voice, you realize there are a lot of people probably a lot more talented than Bob Dylan. Don't send me any Bob Dylan email either. Frank, you just don't get Bob Dylan. No, I don't. Okay, case closed.
I never have.
And he, look at that, Dan's a musician, and he's never gotten him. I think Bob Dylan was a guy who was at the right place at the right time.
Yes.
That's what I think.
I'd say this is a stage one road rage alert.
You need to know when St. Louis traffic is shut down.
It's not the traffic that bothers me so much. It's all of these cars that are in the way.
Hear about it first.
This is going to be the worst trip of your life.
On the big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Is your stockbroker or financial advisor a fiduciary? Discover why you should never settle for anything less. Listen to America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware here with Glenn Kramer from G.R. Robinson, makers of George's Magic Mix. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, Frank.
Can you tell us what makes George's Magic Mix so special?
Sure. What we do is we start with seed that has proven to grow well here in St. Louis. But even the best flour doesn't guarantee the best bread.
Really?
So when you mix Schnars Advice with George's Magic Mix, that will provide you with a lawn you will be very proud of.
Those are great reasons. Maybe we should start calling you the man behind the mix.
Yeah, I kind of like that, Frank. Almost like a superhero of lawn care.
My hero.
That's right.
So come into Schnars and let us help you pick the magic mix that's best for you.
Stores like Schnars have the personnel who can answer your questions and guide you all year long with your grass-growing needs.
Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910 or for location hours or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Hello, Trapper Joe, Nuisance Wildlife Control.
Help, I think I have bats in my attic, but how can I tell for sure?
Here's how you know you have bats. You know you have bats because you have bat guano built up at the main entry points.
Is that bad?
The danger of having bats in the belfry is sometimes after the built up of the bat guano over a number of years, you can get histoplasmosis.
Oh?
It's an airborne virus. It attacks your immune system in older people and young kids. It's like getting pneumonia.
That is bad. How does Trapper Joe's Nuisance Wildlife Control help?
We can evict the bats and do all the cleanup and disinfect and deodorize in the attic so you're bat free.
Really?
We deodorize and disinfect the whole entire attic, clean up all the bat guano, seal up all the entry points in the whole house, and we have a one-year warranty on all the repairs with the renewable warranty after that. We do top quality work at a reasonable price.
Thanks!
Are bats driving you batty? Call me at 314-220-8247. Get me online at TrapperJoeWildlife.com.
What if you could virtually eliminate all of your home's power bills while still enjoying more amenities than your current house?
No electric, no gas, almost entirely off the grid.
At Oasis Construction, they've done it, and you need to see it for yourself.
Introducing one of the region's most amazing home construction breakthroughs.
The Oasis Construction state-of-the-art high-performance home.
Visit the open house Saturday, May 30th from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. at 8729 Lower Marine Road in St. Jacob, Illinois.
Featuring all the latest bells and whistles.
Like solar and wind power.
Sustainable exterior, interior, and landscaping.
Insulated foundation.
Maximum energy efficiency appliances and HVAC system.
High performance attic and lifetime roofing.
Home navigation, smart technology, and the list goes on and on.
Witness the future of home building.
The Oasis Construction Performance Home Open House.
Saturday, May 30th from 10 until 6 at 8729 Lower Marine Road in St. Jacob, Illinois.
For more, go to OasisHomesUSA.com or search Oasis Construction on Facebook.
Legendary broadcaster Mike Shannon and Eddie Scholler, owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Hey, Mr. Shannon, I just wanted to say thanks for all you do.
Thank me for what, Eddie?
Well, you've just done so much, Mr. Shannon. You've brought joy to so many people as a ball player. You've been the great voice of the ball club for decades. You really represent our town well. And not to mention what you've done for Fast Eddie.
Well, I've been lucky enough to be part of this town for a long time. And while we're at it, thanks to Fast Eddie's for being a part of it also.
Thanks to Fast Eddie?
That's right, Eddie. Think of all the good times you provided for folks. Fast Eddie's had become a legendary destination. You've been pouring the coldest beer in town, feeding the good people with the tastiest and the cheapest eats. You've kept folks entertained with live music, and you've only gotten better with that huge patio. This town simply wouldn't be the same without Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Wow. Well, thanks, Mr. Shannon. We are sure lucky to be part of one hell of a town. I mean it. I love this town.
Amen, Eddie. If you're 21 and in the mood, get on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
You're getting very sleepy. Sleepy. You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your... Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session. Huh? Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plentywithani.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Dear obsessed fans of St. Louis Bread Company's Strawberry Poppy Seed and Chicken Salad, the Strawberry Poppy Seed and Chicken Salad has returned. Only at St. Louis Bread Company.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Live and local.
Depend on it.
Everybody. Ah! Is it a game show?
Hi. Oh, hi. Oh.
Yes, it's Celebrity Name Game.
Weeknights at 6:30 on Fox 2. Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
It honors everyone who's fallen for us and served for our country.
Memorial Day in St. Louis. How we pause today to remember those who gave their lives for our freedom. A recall effort against Ferguson's mayor clears one major hurdle. What organizers have accomplished and the next step they must take. An attorney investigating the Homer G. Phillips baby mystery trying to get answers for her clients. The offer she made to speed up the process and the response she received. St. Louis-based Charter Communications is making a play for a larger rival. Why it could be a good thing for St. Louis.